spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
So a guy went into a 7-Eleven store in New Jersey last week, and he shoved about $32 worth of Hostess cupcakes down into his pants.
How does he fit all that in there?
I don't know, because my thing is, like, I hate when they get crunched up. You can still eat it, obviously, but it's all smushed. Now, let me ask you guys. I know you like chocolate, some kinds, Alex. Do you eat the Hostess cupcakes, or you're not a fan of those?
I don't.
What about you, producer NYK? Do you like the Hostess cupcakes?
I like the orange ones.
Yes! That's okay.
Are they citrusy?
No,
it's a unique flavor.
It's not even like it doesn't taste like an orange necessarily. Like, I don't think it does.
I don't eat any packaged pastry like from a vending machine type of thing. Like, I don't like those.
I wonder if we took it out of the package and just cut a little slice up. So you just thought like, oh, this is kind of like a little fresh thing from the bakery.
I would taste it.
Yeah, Alex would taste the preservatives.
Yeah.
Would she? Okay.
Yeah, totally.
But
yeah.
The orange, no, I'm glad. It's so funny. Yeah, those are way better than the original ones. I think in this dummy story, though, the guy took the traditional Hostess chocolate cupcakes.
In his pants?
Yeah, he put $32 worth of them down there.
But no ding-dongs?
No, apparently he was missing the ding-dongs. And there were some girls waiting outside, though, some ho-hos. So an employee caught him and tried to stop him. So the guy pulled a knife out. And then he ran out. The cupcakes are still in his pants, I guess, and the cops are trying to track him down. So.
Well, who wants to eat those after that? You might as well just let him keep them.
It's not bad, though. I mean, like a little warm Hostess cupcake may not be that bad.
Ew.
Man had a plan there. And our next Dummy Today story today, well, takes us back to the good old days of high school or for some college. 22-year-old Bianca White was booked into jail this week for posing as a college student at LSU's graduation ceremony. Now, this happened back in December, but I guess we're just now hearing about it. Somehow, she got her hands on a cap and gown and then walked on stage with the real graduates. And she actually took someone else's diploma. Then she took the cover and swapped it with a fake diploma she brought with her. Police think she was trying to trick her family into thinking that she graduated from college.
Wow, there are a lot of college kids that tell their parents that they're still going to school and they're taking that money and using it for other stuff and not towards
classes. Spring break, boobies, everything. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. She wasn't even enrolled there. So it's not like, hey, I'm a student and I dropped out. She wasn't even going
there.
She's
living a crazy double life.
Someone at the graduation confronted her. Then the cops, they got involved, too. She's facing charges for theft and fraud. Could you imagine, though, like you do put in the work and you graduate from college or high school and you don't even have your diploma? You got to wait longer because somebody stole it from you?
No.
Oh, man, I would be pissed. And your final story today here on the Joe and Alex Show. A man is suing his hometown of Sibley, Iowa, because he claimed they threatened to silence him after he said the town smelled like rancid dog food.
Oh, that would make me throw up.
The man started a website back in 2015 called Should You Move to Sibley, Iowa? To point out the town did nothing about the smell.
Why isn't he moving?
I don't know. Apparently he couldn't leave or something. That's a good point. If it's that bad, why don't you just get on out of there, man?
100%.
Yeah, he did it to point out that the smell caused by the animal food plant, like where they make dog food and stuff, they said the smell is so bad it makes him wonder if he should go see a doctor. The air would hang over the town for 3 to 4 days a week. In December, the guy received a letter from the city attorney saying that the website was hurting the community and it needed to be taken down. He claimed a doctor refused to move to the town because it interfered also with recruitment and business and negatively affected property values, all because the smell was so smelly.
There's a smelly smell, smelly.
Now, the odor problem has mostly been solved. They've been able to work on it, but the guy still says it's a problem, which, I mean, have you ever driven by kind of in the country, but maybe like where, I think it's like a pig farm or something, like the worst smell poop is like a pig farm. You can smell it in the air.
If you've ever been to Logansport, Indiana, about an hour and a half north of here, that's where my grandparents live, and they have a Tyson plant where they like they make the bacon and all that stuff.
Yes.
And the certain area of the town stinks so much, and every time, ever since I was little, when we drive through that part to my grandparents, my dad be like, say hi to the pigs.
Oh,
I mean, you can smell it. It is terrible.
I used to drive by when I lived in Evansville when I was going to Kentucky, a Tyson chicken place.
Yeah.
Like a processing out before the highway.
That's what's in Logansport.
Okay.
It stinks.
You want to vomit. Yeah. So that guy's still there, though, and he believes that they violated his rights to free speech. So he's now suing the city. Not knowing how much money he's seeking or if he wants any of that dog food.